Hello, everybody, and welcome to this third call in our series, Unleash Your True Voice. I'm really excited about today's call, which is all about how to take your public speaking from fear to joy. Because it's one of the things that gives me the most joy, is helping people, women, awakening men, to start to get over their fears and terrors in some cases about public speaking and come to a place where it's a joyful experience for them so they can get out there and really start to speak about what they care about. So as I always do at the start of these calls, I just want to check on the call quality. So I'm going to ask those of you on the call if you can hear me pretty clearly to press 1 and if it sounds muffled or distorted to press 2. Oh, excellent. I'm getting mainly ones. So that means those of you who it might sound a little bit muffled, it's probably your Maestro conference connection. The problem with this technology is it's not perfect yet. It's wonderful in the sense that I can see everyone's name too here, and I can call upon people if you have questions, and I can put you into small groups, but they still don't have the world's greatest call quality. So I'm going to attempt to speak as clearly as I can, especially for those of you who are listening on the recording, because I really want you to be able to hear everything I'm saying, because what we're talking about today is a really powerful, beautiful topic. So welcome everyone who's on the call live, and welcome to everyone who's listening to the call on the recording, which I know many of you will be. What I'd like to do at the start of these calls is just to take a moment to help all of us to arise. Especially as women, I've been learning lately about the differences between men and women. And one of the main ones is that we're really good at multitasking, which means we can flip from one task to another task really, really easily and often without any break, sometimes with an overlap. Whereas men tend to do one thing, then they shift their focus and transition to the next thing, and they arrive at the next thing, and then they start the next thing. So as women, it's really nice for us to actually take a moment to build in a moment to arrive, because it's something that we often skip. So I want us to start the call by just taking a moment to put our pens down, and even if we're multitasking and doing the dishes while we're listening to this talk, just take this 1 minute to put everything down and sit down somewhere quietly. And we're just going to take a moment to all arrive together onto the call and come into our heart. So just start to notice the way your body's sitting on the seat, the way your sitting bones are touching the chair, the way your feet are touching the floor. Just allow yourself to drop into your body. Allow it to feel heavy. Allow it to feel present. And then take a nice deep breath in. And breathe out, just letting everything you've been rushing around doing just fall away. And then we'll do that again. Breathing in. And breathing out, letting everything just drop away. And then take a moment to bring your awareness into the center of your chest, into your heart space. For some people it's just an abstract idea. For some people there's a real feeling of your heart, the energetic center of you. And I want you to start to imagine that you can feel from this heart space, you can feel me, and you can feel the other women and men who are listening on this call. Just imagine that you can feel them in your heart. You can feel a sense of them. Some of you might see images or faces. Some of you might just get a sense or a feeling of different people around the world who are all connected at the same moment to the same call. And then with that sense of being connected to your body, being connected to your heart, slowly open your eyes and just arrive back into listening to this call and just notice how that feels different. I can certainly hear in my own voice a difference from a minute ago, because I was also rushing around trying to get the technology to work before the call started. So it can really make a huge difference as a speaker if we just take that 1 or 2 minutes to allow ourselves to center ourselves, connect to our body, connect to our heart. And the topic for today is how to take your public speaking from fear to joy. And I'm going to be sharing lots of techniques and tips that will help you to do that. And one of them is what we just experienced, which is centering yourself. So I'm someone who actually hasn't had that much fear with public speaking. Most of my fears have been around private speaking. So the topic that we talked about last week, which was how to speak your truth with grace, that's the one that I always was terrified about. Speaking to my family or talking to my boyfriend or sharing with my friends how I really felt and what I really thought. And so for me, that was my area of terror. But I guess on the flip side, I'm someone who's been lucky that I didn't have so many fears around public speaking. It's something I always felt very happy to do and comfortable with. And I didn't really know that it was such a big area of fear for people until in the last couple of years I started working, running a lot of workshops about speaking and offering my contribution, which is about how to speak from the heart, how to speak connected to our body, how to be deeply connected to our audience, how to have a clear intention, and how to be a very present and authentic speaker. And what I started to notice as I ran more and more of these workshops and started working one-on-one with people was the enormous numbers of people out there who are terrified of public speaking. I guess I'd always lived in circles with people who enjoyed it, so I hadn't realized what a huge, huge problem it was. And that really awoke compassion in me and a passion in me to help others to find the joy that I have when I speak, because it's one of my favorite things to do. And I would just love it if people out there could get to that place of joy themselves when they speak, because I really believe that as more people in this world start to find confidence and joy in their own speaking, they'll be able to get out there and start speaking about the things that they care about, whether it's their business, or it's the environment, or it's the needs of their community. There's a wonderful lady listening on this call who at the moment is currently spending all her energy trying to build water for a village in Africa. Now that's an incredibly beautiful cause and incredibly powerful for a community that she cares about. And it's women like that, when they learn how to speak with passion, how to speak with joy, as people like that start to get out into the world and speak with confidence, things are going to shift. Looking down the list of names, I can see other women who I know on this call who also have passions about their business, wanting to, there's a lovely lady, Gabrielle, on this call who wants to teach women how to respect and love themselves. I'm looking down the list and seeing women who have amazing goals and dreams and beliefs. And so what you will get from listening to this call and any further work you do with me where I go into great detail and teaching you the skills that we're going to talk about today, is you'll get to the point where you can speak with confidence and where speaking no longer is something that you dread, but is actually something that you look forward to. Because when we speak with joy, what that creates within us is an excitement about the next time we're going to speak. Because don't you know that in your life, when you do something and you enjoy it, then you always want to do it again. So the reason we eat ice cream is because the last time we ate ice cream, we enjoyed it. The reason we go to the movies is because when we go to the movies, we enjoy it. The reason we like cuddling our partner is because the last time we did it, we enjoyed it. So when we can get to a place of joy around something, then we want to do it. We want to do it at every opportunity. So if you can get to the place where you're speaking from joy, where you look forward to speaking, where it's something that fills you with love and you feel connected to your audience and you have an actual pleasurable experience in the moment while you're doing it, then you're going to get out there and do it all the time, whether it's in a large forum or it's at the dinner table. And so that's why this topic that we're covering today is one I'm really excited about. So the benefits of learning to get past your fear and speak with joy are huge. And it's interesting because I run a course called Whole Woman Speaking, and we go into great detail in all the sorts of things I'm going to be talking about with you today, and I teach the women practical skills on how to do these things. And in the last course I ran, Whole Woman Speaking, in the very first week of the course, it's a telecourse, so we're all on a phone call like this and we're talking to each other in small groups, and then I asked everybody in the call to email me the things that challenge them about public speaking, the things that frighten them about public speaking, and the things that excite them about public speaking. And what was really interesting was that most of the women were very comfortable to list all the things that terrified them about speaking. You know, and we did a lot of work on shifting those fears in the first week of the course. We did a lot of work around shifting the beliefs that underlie those fears and then shifting the energetic place in which those fears live in our energy field so that most of those fears fell away for the women. But what was interesting to me was after they listed their fears and their challenges, I asked them to list what excited them about speaking. And quite a lot of the women wrote something that surprised me. They said, wow, that's a bizarre question. I've never thought about it as something exciting before. I've never really thought about it as something positive. And so it's so embedded in our consciousness to be scared of speaking that sometimes it's hard to even conceive that it could be exciting or it could be a joyful experience. But when they did push themselves to answer the question and started to write things like, wow, I guess what excites me about speaking is if I overcame my fears, well, then I could get out there and connect to people, and I could teach people, and I could inspire people, and I could move people, and wow, I mean, I could share what I've learned in my life, and I could share my passions, and I could share my knowledge, and then they started to write these beautiful long lists of all the things that excited them about speaking. And so I'm really committed to helping women make the shift, and men make the shift from being frightened about speaking to feeling joyful about speaking. Because the pain that comes when we are not confident and joyful about our speaking is that, well, for some people, they simply don't speak. The fear of speaking is so consuming that they simply don't speak. And then maybe some of you on this call, that's your reality, and that's totally okay if that's your reality. You're definitely in the right place listening to this call if that's your experience, that you're frightened of speaking so much so that you don't speak, that you'd never get up in public, that you're frightened to stand up at weddings and make a toast or to get up on stage and speak. That's a very, very normal fear. So if that's where you're at, that's okay. And you really are in the right place. There are other people who feel a fear of speaking and it doesn't stop them from speaking. They still get up and speak, but they build it up into such a terrifying scene that it becomes almost traumatic. And afterwards, they beat themselves up, it didn't go well, they're not good enough, no one learned anything, no one signed up for their course, they're terrible, they're a failure. And there are plenty of people who push themselves to speak, and through coming from fear, they build it up into such a huge thing that afterwards they can never possibly have succeeded, so they're always living in a state of self-criticism and failure. And if that's you, if you had that experience that you pushed yourself to speak despite your fears, but your fears were still pretty much ruling what happened. Your fears were still so strongly present in your energy field that you ended up feeling like a failure, then that's okay as well, because that's just a pattern and that's something else that will shift as you start to do this work that I'm going to talk about today on how to shift your speaking from fear to joy. So if that's something you've experienced, then you're also in the right place. Some people speak and they've kind of learned to manage their nerves, manage their fears. They've learned techniques, breathing techniques or NLP techniques or mind techniques to manage their nerves and their fears. They're not in a place of joy when they speak, but they're not terrorized. And that may be you. Some of you listening on the call may be at that point where you've learned techniques and skills to manage your nerves and you push yourself to do it and you get through it and it goes pretty well. And that's fantastic, and it's great. And if you're on the call and that's your experience, you're also going to learn a lot about how to move past the kind of neutral space that you've got to a place of real joy when you speak, so that you don't even have to do techniques to get rid of your nerves because you're coming from joy. You're looking forward to the call. When we're looking forward to something, we don't get nervous about it. I don't get nervous about eating chocolate. I love eating chocolate. I look forward to it. At the moment I'm on a raw food cleanse for 30 days, I probably shouldn't be talking about chocolate. But at the moment I'm looking forward to eating carrots and celery and green smoothies, and I'm not nervous about it. So that might sound simplistic, but when we're coming from a place of joy about something, we don't even have to manage our nerves. So if you're someone who reasonably confident at speaking, that you just do some strategy to manage your nerves, and you're also in the right place on this call. And if you happen to be someone who, like me, has a bit peculiar personality quirk that you always have enjoyed speaking since a young age, came out of the womb talking, and I know there are lots of people out there like that, if you're on this call, then you'll probably learn some new ways of accessing joy and accessing joy from a deeper place. So wherever you're at on the spectrum, from being terrified completely that you never speak to being someone who's pretty already quite happy about speaking, there's room for everybody to grow and learn from wherever you're at. And wherever you're at is okay, because the fact that you've landed on this call shows that you're ready to shift. Because my intention when I set up a call like this is very, very clear that I only want people on the call who are really ready to shift. And so those tend to be the people who are drawn to my call and who resonate with my frequency. And so if you are on this call, that is a huge statement energetically that you're ready to shift. And those of you who are taking the hour to listen to this call, whether it's live or on the recording, you are sending a message to your own subconscious, to your own higher self, to say, I am ready to move from fear to joy in my speaking. Because if not, you wouldn't be wasting an hour of your life listening to me right now. But because you've chosen to prioritize this information for 1 hour of your life, your precious time, you are saying to yourself very clearly, I'm ready to get over whatever's limiting me in my speaking and get to the place of joy. So I really want to honor you and acknowledging you for making that statement by being on this call today, because it's pretty powerful. Today what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover 7 steps to take your public speaking from fear to joy. Now in an hour I'm going to have to move super fast. So if you want, you can write down really, really furiously with your pen. If you're someone who learns by writing, then do that. But if not, don't worry, because I will be sending out the recording. So if you're more comfortable to just listen and then you can hear it again and take notes then, or just never take notes, just listen, whatever works best for you. But I am going to go really fast because I want to get through 7 points. I'm going to get through them all fairly briefly, but they're all very powerful. I want to just give them all to you so that if you never, ever work with me again, you at least will have some really important keys to take your speaking from fear to joy. Some of you may want to go further with these 7 keys and really learn practical skills and how to embody them, how to bring them into your own life, how you can actually start to use them and manifest them. And don't worry, because I'm going to be letting you know about a course I'm running that's actually starting in a couple of weeks called Whole Woman Speaking, in which I'll be teaching these 7 things in great detail with practical exercises, things that you can do at home to practice them and then come back together in the group and we really work on them. So if you're someone who you're listening, you're going, oh my God, we're learning so much but I want to go further, I'm not going to abandon you at the end of the call. You have the option of always welcome to join in that course. And if you're someone who just wants a taster of the information and that's enough for you to run with it in your own life, then that's wonderful and please do that. I really encourage that. So the first step of the 7 steps, now there's obviously many more than 7 steps, but I've just chosen 7 steps that for me I feel are really key to moving from fear to joy. And the first one is one that we've already experienced this morning very briefly, which is connecting to yourself before you speak. If you connect to yourself before you speak, then you can pretty much handle whatever is thrown at you when you're speaking. You can handle how the audience responds to you. You can handle forgetting your material. You can handle your own energy. You can handle the mood and the atmosphere in the room. You can handle your notes. You can handle pretty much anything if you're centered and connected to yourself. If you're not centered and connected to yourself, then you're very easily rocked. And your speaking experience goes from being one that's calm and effortless to one that's being really, really stressful. And that it's very hard to find joy in something when it's very, very stressful. So the first thing I teach people when I work with them one-on-one or in my workshops or in the Whole Woman Speaking course that's coming up, my telecourses, the first thing I always teach them is how to connect to yourself before you speak. And we do practical exercises in things like how to ground yourself, how to ground yourself into the earth so that when you stand up and speak, you don't feel like you're going to fly away with a million ideas in your head because your energy's up in your head and you're flying around up there. You're very grounded into the earth, which means you're stable and calm and centered. And from that place, you can pretty much roll with whatever happens. I also really like to teach people how to be connected to their body. Next week's talk is going to be all about this. I'm going to be going through this in great detail, how speaking with natural, flowing, authentic body movement makes a huge difference to when we speak, to not only how we feel in our own body, but how we come across as a speaker. But in terms of creating joy when we speak, if we're connected to our own body, then while we're speaking, we can remember to breathe. We can remember to move. We can remember to, if we're, you know, hunching our shoulders and causing ourselves all this stress, we can remember to let them go. When we're connected to our body, we can notice the things that we're doing on stage to create stress. So my background is as a Feldenkrais practitioner, so I teach people all day, every day, or I used to before I focused on speaking, I used to teach people all day, every day, how to become aware of their body. And I had the same journey, and in my speaking, back when I didn't have body awareness, I would be standing on stage with my chest really tight and my back arched and my shoulders hunched and, you know, my glutes engaged and my belly tight and not breathing and trying to be this charismatic speaker on stage. Now, I'm lucky I wasn't someone who had nerves with speaking, but I was never really in a place of joy. I was probably in that category of people I described before who didn't really have so much nerves, but they weren't really in a place of joy. Because you can't be in a place of joy where your body's in that level of discomfort and tension, and you've got back pain, and you know, your back's arched, and your shoulders are tense. And even people who don't have pain, when your body's organized in a place of tension, it's very hard to feel deep joy. And so one of the things I teach women in my courses is how to let your body be really free, really connected, so that your whole body is in a state of joy. And then, gosh, when I learned that, pretty much anything could happen to me. My technology could fail, I could lose my PowerPoint, I could forget all my notes. But if my body felt free, it was pretty hard to stress me. And most of us have never had the experience of our body feeling free. Probably not since we were 7 or 8 years old. So it's a really powerful thing to start to learn, and it's one of the things I'm most excited to teach people. And then beyond connecting, grounding to ourselves and connecting to our body, the other way of being connected is being connected to our heart. Now, in the first talk in this series, I spent a whole hour talking about that, how powerful it is when we speak from our heart. So if you haven't heard that talk, I really encourage you to go and listen to it again. But in terms of creating joy when we speak from a place connected to our heart, then we can really feel our audience. We can really feel our own passion. We can really feel our own joy. And we can be in a state of flow when we speak. So we're not thinking, what do I have to say next, that wasn't good, I didn't do that very well, I forgot the last bit. All that mind stuff disappears, and we're just speaking from our heart, in our heart, and things flow so much more easily when we're in that state. So once we've learned how to connect to our heart before we speak, then speaking becomes so much more joyful. And the last way that I love to teach people to connect to themselves before they speak, so I teach them to connect to their ground themselves, connect to their body, connect to their heart, and then connect to something beyond themselves. So for some people, they'll think of it as connecting to their intuition. Some people might think of it as connecting to their higher self. For some people, it's about connecting to spirit or source or God or whatever it is that they believe in. But when we get to the point where before we speak we can connect to something deeper and more powerful and profound, then speaking takes on an even higher level of joy. Because not just are we speaking from our own heart, not just are we speaking from our own human joy, but we're speaking from our divine joy. And when we get to that place, speaking is just, I can't even describe how joyful it is. I've had some experiences where I've been speaking from that sort of place, and words have come out of my mouth that I didn't even know I knew, and the audience just sat there in joy and wonder, and everyone had a big shift, and I learned lots, and they learned lots, and it's just amazing. And I come home and go, wow, that was just amazing, I can't wait to do that again, that was so fun. And so that's what's possible with speaking. It's actually possible to speak from a place of divine joy. And that takes time. In the course that we just ran, the whole woman speaking, over the 5 weeks, we slowly worked our way from speaking from our head to speaking from our heart to speaking from our body to speaking from our intuition to speaking from our higher self. And as we got to that final place, some of the women on the call had the most extraordinary experiences. that in 1 or 2 minutes of speaking, they felt so much happiness and joy and connectedness and presence that they've never felt before. And so it's something I'm really excited about teaching, because it's very different than what you learn in a typical public speaking course. So from that platform of being connected, you can get to a place of joy before you even start to speak. And so if you're in a place of joy, connected to your heart, connected to spirit, connected to your intuition, connected to your body, grounded, connected to your audience, and then you start to speak, you can imagine how much more easily the talk or the speech will flow and how differently it will land on your audience. And then the whole experience of speaking becomes even more joyful. It's exponential. So that's my first tip for speaking, taking your speaking from fear to joy, to speak from a place of connection. My second tip, and I'll keep this one a little bit shorter because it's just a small tip, is one of the best ways to take the pressure off yourself when you're speaking is to put the focus on your audience. So most of us, when we're about planning a talk or a speech or an interview we have to do, because remember today's talk is all about public speaking, last week's talk was all about private speaking. So when we're public speaking, most of us tend to focus on ourselves. Will I be impressive? Will I get it right? Will they like me? Will they remember my material? Will I say the right thing? Will I structure it properly? Will I do it well? You know, what should I say? What should I talk about? So it's all me, I. And that's most of our focus. And that creates huge amounts of pressure and huge amounts of stress. So I encourage people, if they're in a place of really extreme nervousness, which some people I work with are, I encourage them in the early days really to focus on their audience. Forget about yourself, who cares? Focus on, how do I want my audience to feel when I'm speaking? How do I want my audience to feel when I'm speaking? If I focus on that, and I sit there and I meditate on that, these beautiful people who are going to come and watch me talk or come and listen to my telecall, do I want them to feel inspired or moved or challenged or provoked or happy or relieved or inspired? There's a million possibilities. None of them are right or wrong. You just choose which one you want. So if I want my audience to feel inspired, then that takes all the focus off me having to be perfect and this and that. And it brings my focus to them. And usually what happens is when people shift their focus to making, to giving inspiration or joy to someone else, a lot of their nerves fall away. So it's a really simple technique for taking your speaking from fear to joy. Another question you can ask, if this is something you'd like to practice, and this is something that we do a lot of in the whole Woman Speaking course. In fact, every time we start to speak in that course and all of our exercises, we always start by creating our intention. And part of creating our intention is focusing on the intention for our audience. So we always create an intention for how we would like our audience to feel. And then we do a second intention, which is, what outcome would I like for my audience in their highest good? What would I like my audience to get out of this in their highest good? So that's a second question you can ask to take the pressure off yourself. So I'm getting up to do an introductory talk about a workshop I'm running next week, and instead of me going, oh my God, I have to get it perfect, and will they like me, will they remember me, will I remember everything, will I structure it well, I can just sit there and say, okay, how would I like my audience to feel? I'd like them to feel excited, inspired, and motivated to change their life. Great. What would I like them to get out of this? Well, I'd like them to really learn the 3 steps I talk about, and I'd like them to feel inspired enough that they maybe, if it's right for them, if it's in their highest good, they might want to continue on and do my next workshop. But if not, they will have taken something out of this they really can run with in their life. And so when I put my focus onto those two intentions, all my judging thoughts about myself and critical thoughts about myself disappear because I'm not thinking about them anymore. So that's just a really simple tip that you can use yourself to turn down the volume on your fear and nerves and turn up the volume of the joy by focusing on the audience to take the pressure off yourself. And in fact, when we do this, what starts to happen is the audience goes from being this kind of critical mass of anonymous spaces that are there to judge us and criticize us, and we can never measure up to their expectations, which is how most people consider their audience, sort of this scary mass of criticism facing us. And then we shift into focusing on our audience and our heart, like we were thinking about how would I like them to feel, what outcome would I like for them in their highest good. In order to answer those two questions, we need to engage with our audience as if they're real people. We have to realize that these are real people who have hearts, who have goals, who have desires, who have needs, who have lives, who have children, who have families. And when we sit with that, wow, these real people who are coming to my talk, what would I like them to take out of it? How would I like them to feel? Then we start to connect with them from our heart to their heart. And when we stand up in front of them, we're now seeing real people with faces and smiles and hearts. And it's so much less scary than talking to an anonymous wall of judgment, which is how we tend to view our audience when we focus on ourselves and we don't connect them to how we want them to feel and what we'd like for them in their highest good. So that's a really, really powerful tip. I want you all to run with that the next time you speak and practice that one. The third tip is really the one that I talked about in the first call that I did in this series. And that tip is, in order to take your speaking from fear to joy, I would really encourage you to learn how to get out of your head and get into your heart. Because as I discussed in that first talk, when we operate from our head when we're speaking, it's like there's two things happening at once. We're speaking and at the same time we're judging ourselves as we speak. And it seriously requires multitasking. And women are seriously good at it because we're used to having a voice running all the time that judges ourselves and we're really good at multitasking. And I've seen women stand up and talk and you can see their mind going while they're talking. And I've asked them afterwards, what were the thoughts going on in your head while you're talking? There's things like, oh, well, as I said that bit, I was worried that I'd said it wrong and that I hadn't remembered the right words and I'd put it in the wrong order and that I hadn't left myself time for the next bit and I was wondering that they thought maybe my outfit wasn't good and I was worrying that they thought maybe I looked fat and I was worrying that I wasn't good enough and I was worrying that I would forget the next section. And so it's all those kind of judging negative thoughts. That tends to be what runs through our head when we've got our head switched on while we talk. For some people, the script that runs is, wow, that was good, they're great, they're loving it, that's wonderful. Now, that's a helpful thought, but that's not common. And for people who are coming from a place of fear, wanting to move into joy, one of the things that's really fueling that fear is the constant mental script of judging ourselves. So when we learn how to speak from our heart, not our head, which is the main thing that I teach in the first couple of weeks of my whole Women Speaking course because I think it's the biggest key to speaking authentically, is to learn how to drop out of our head and speak from our heart. And we do exercises where you get to practice both, speaking from your head and speaking from your heart. And what you find is when you speak from your heart, it doesn't mean that you turn off your brain and you become a moron. It means that the information is coming purely in the moment from your heart without all the judging thoughts and the criticisms. Your mind is still there as an observer and it will feed back to you at the end, gee, there was a beautiful moment about 2/3 of the way through where the whole audience was connected to you and I noticed 2 or 3 people in the audience really breathed in deeply at that point and they smiled at you. Your mind is observing all this and it's giving you instructions. Hey, the people over there look like they're not engaged. Why don't you direct a bit of energy at them? Your mind can start to do its real job, which is of observing when you're speaking from your heart. It's not that you shut down your mind, but it's that you switch your focus to your heart and that frees your mind to do its real job, which is as a neutral, objective observer, to give you information which is going to help you to run the talk in an even more powerful way. Whereas what most people do is they run the whole talk from their head and their head is in judging mode. Judging, oh, what am I supposed to say next? I forgot that bit, oh, I didn't do that bit very well. How am I going to fit in the rest? I've only got 5 minutes left. What am I going to do with my PowerPoint? And so your head is not in observing mode. It's not in neutral mode. It's in freaking out, judging, worrying mode. You can't feel your heart at all when all your energy is in your head judging yourself. And then it becomes very hard to speak with joy, to connect to your audience. One of my main things I teach people in my introductory courses like Whole Woman Speaking is how to connect to your heart when you speak. It's absolutely crucial to speaking with joy. And I'm doing it at the moment. I'm speaking from my heart and it feels beautiful. I'm not thinking about what I'm saying while I'm saying it. I'm just saying it. And I have had the experience, because when I used to talk in the past, I used to talk from my head. I was a super witty, clever, convincing speaker, but I was constantly thinking as I spoke. Constantly thinking, what am I going to say next? How can I make it funnier? How can I make it funnier than it is last time? You know, how can I say it more cleverly? You know, I spent so much energy thinking while I talked, and I used to come off stage exhausted. But now I just don't even do any of that. My mind is not even there other than as an observer. And I just speak. And it's so energizing. I come off these calls always energized. I usually call my mum after a call. I go, oh my God, that was so much fun. I want to do it again. I can't wait till next week. Because I come off energized. The reason I come off energized is because I haven't expended all that energy thinking. I'm in my heart and everything flows. And if I could teach other women how to speak like that, I feel I would be giving them such a gift, because it feels so beautiful for me when I do it. It feels so beautiful to just speak from your heart. So I just want you to know that that's possible. You can learn how to get out of your head and speak from your heart. The next point I'll say is point number four, how to shift from fear to joy. And this is a big one that I like to teach people. Not so much in a whole woman speaking course, because that's more about connecting to yourself and learning how to speak from your heart and your intuition. But when I work one-on-one with people, this often comes up, which is don't make it so important. Don't make it so important. Okay, so you're about to speak to an audience of 20 people or 100 people, or you're about to give an interview on a TV show, or you're about to do your first ever telecall. But you know what? What's the worst that could happen? You stuff it up. Is your life going to end? Are you going to die? The people you love going to be harmed? No. And so what happens is we build things up and it's so important. And we start to place a context that's completely out of touch with reality. So we say, my God, I have to get this right. As if this is the only time I'm ever going to get to speak in my whole life. And if I mess it up, I'm ruined. And when we build so much pressure around things, we almost set ourselves up for failure, because we're in such a state of nervousness about it that we can't possibly do it well. We can't possibly do it from a place of joy. And we can't feel our heart. We can't connect to our body. And we usually stop breathing. And then the thing doesn't go well because we can't remember anything we meant to say, and it's a disaster. I'm sure many of you have had that experience where you've built something up to such a big deal that you almost can't do it because you're so nervous. And what this comes from is in our culture we like to make things important. We like to feel that what we're doing is important. You know, what I have to say is so important, it's going to shift people and transform people, so I have to get it through to them, and I feel like a failure if they don't all sign up for my course because I know how much it's going to help them. Am I coming from that place of importance? The problem is it backfires. People can feel the level of stress in their voice, and they don't take our advice. They don't follow up on what we're offering. They don't sign up for our course. They don't donate to our charity because they can feel that level of tension and anxiety in their voice, and people don't respond to that. So a wonderful technique I have used my whole life, I learned it very early, is to recontextualize things so they're not so important. So, you know, I was someone who I studied law, I did my master's at Oxford in law, which seems incomprehensible to me now because I'm in such a heart-based field now. But back then I was all in my head and it was all exams, and you had to be the top and, you know, and everything was competitive. And I learned very early on at university that if I built my exams up into a big deal, then I would do them really badly. And so while all my colleagues and my fellow students would be staying up all night studying with anxiety and freaking out about their exams, I pretty much tricked my brain into saying, oh, well, it's only one exam. I'll have another one in 6 months' time. And, you know, my life doesn't depend on this. If I fail, I'm not going to die. And then not just saying that to myself, I would then follow it up with action that proved to my unconscious that it wasn't a big deal. So I would actually make myself go to the movies the night before an exam, to prove to myself that it's no big deal. I don't need to study all night. It's just an exam. I'd go to a movie, I'd go to bed early, I'd get up and I'd go to the exam. Everyone else has studied the whole night because in their mind it was a huge big deal. And what would happen is when I walked into the exam, I felt really relaxed because I'd had a nice night, I'd gone to a movie, I'd had a good night's sleep, I wasn't thinking it was a big deal, and I did pretty well on the exam. Whereas the few times in my life where I really didn't do that strategy and I really worked myself up into a state where I thought the thing was really important and made it like, God, if I don't pass this one exam, my life's going to end. This is the only thing I'm ever going to care about in my whole life, being a lawyer is so important. If I did that and I worked myself up into that state and I didn't get any sleep and I studied all night, I never did as well on the exam. And I started to notice that. And the irony is, we think these things are so important at the time, but when we look back, they were just one little moment in our lives and then things changed. So I'm not even a lawyer now. If I had spent all that time building up all my exams, it would have been completely pointless because look, now I'm teaching public speaking. And so you might be faced with, you know, your first ever television interview for your job, for your business you're building, and you make it into this huge big deal because, thank God, you've never done a TV interview and your whole career might ride on this. And if you could make a good impression, so many people would buy your product. And the thing is, if you flip that line and go, oh, well, it's just a bit of fun. It's a chance for me to, for the first time ever, be in front of a camera. I'm just going to test how it goes because I know I'm going to do this many more times in my life. This is my first time, so let's see what I can learn from this. And what a great, exciting chance to practice. And who knows, 6 months from now, I might even not even be doing this business, or I might be focused on a different aspect of my business, or this interview probably won't even be relevant anymore. So I'm just going to use it as a chance to have fun. If you flip things around in your mind like that, and then you take action that proves it, so because I'm just going to treat this as fun, I'm going to go out for lunch beforehand with my friends, and instead of freaking out and spending 2 hours preparing, and follow it up with action that proves to yourself that it's just fun, you'll find you'll walk into that interview in such a different state of mind. You'll be so relaxed and so happy. So you won't be terrorized by nerves. So that's a really good mental trick you can do to make things less important. The next tip is learning to speak with trust. I'm not going to go into this in huge detail because we've only got 15 minutes left. But when we learn to speak with trust, we get to a place where we can learn to speak without even needing notes, without even needing to prepare, trusting that we've gotten our body and our heart and our connection to spirit really clear, and trusting that we can stand up and whatever words are needed will come out of our mouth. Now that might seem like an impossibility to learn, but I want to tell you that in the last Whole Woman Speaking course we did, it only ran for 5 weeks, my next one is running for 6 weeks, but in that 5 week course, most of the women in the course had experiences by the last week where they spoke without any notes, without any preparation, from a complete place of trust, and they were all staggered that they could get to that. It's actually not that hard to get to. It's just like building up a muscle. Each time we do it, we speak with a little bit less preparation, a little bit less notes, a little bit more connected to our heart, a little bit more connected to our intuition. We start to allow things to come out of our mouth that we hadn't planned. Then we get to the next level of trust. And then we do it again. And the next time we speak with even less notes, even less planning, and we start to be even more connected to our heart, we're even more connected to our intuition, and the words flow even more easily, and some surprising things come out of our mouth that we didn't even know we knew, and then we're at the next level of trust. And so when I work with people, I'm always teaching them about how to get to the next level of trust. And when you can get to that place where you can trust that no matter what situation, no matter what topic you're given, the words are going to come out of your mouth from an authentic place, even without you needing to plan it or know it in your head, that turns your speaking from fear to joy. Because I didn't used to speak from that place. I used to plan everything and research everything and always make sure I knew everything I was going to say and everything I might be asked. And it was so much work. And it took a lot of the joy out of speaking. And this really only shifted for me about 2 years ago where I finally started to have experiences of learning that I could speak without all that work, without planning. For today's speech, all I did was write down the 7 topic headings. I didn't plan what I was going to say about any of them because I trust myself that if I see a topic heading, which might be the last one we did, my topic heading was, what was my topic heading? Let me just look back. Oh yeah, make it less important. That was my topic heading. I just wrote those words. Make it less important. It's 4 words. But I trust that if I see those 4 words, whatever's needed in that moment to come out will come out. When we get to a place where we can speak from that level of trust, my goodness, our life is so much easier. And that's one of the main things that I'm going to be teaching in this course. So I just want to take a moment now to tell you a little bit about the course, since I have mentioned it a lot on this call, because it's directly relevant to a lot of what I've been talking about. So it's a 6-week course, and it's a telecall like this, but it's different than this in that I will be putting you all into small groups and into pairs and giving you little exercises so you can practice speaking from your head, speaking from your heart, speaking without notes, grounding yourself, managing the energy of your audience. Practical exercises. So it's not just me talking like this. It's you doing stuff. So that by the end of the 2 hours each week, you know that you can do it because you've just had an experience of it. And then I give you stuff to practice during the week. So it's very practical because I'm really all about giving people practical experiences of this stuff. So it's not just an idea. It's something you know how to do in your life. Usually we have beautiful women sign up, and so I really enjoy it because we have a community of women that forms who all get to know each other, and we're sharing really profound stuff with each other, so we build up real levels of safety and intimacy and trust in the group, which is how I like to work. So I keep my courses under 40 women so that we can all really get to know each other. But this upcoming course, which is actually starting in 2 weeks exactly, I'm going to run it in 2 different time slots, because last time we had people calling in the middle of the night. It was too exhausting for people. But this time it's running in 2 time slots, so when you go and have a look at the website, you'll be able to see that there's a time slot where you'll be awake in your country. And I really would encourage you to go and have a look at the website, which is called wholewomanspeaking.com, W-H-O-L-E. And even if you don't think you're going to sign up, go to the website, because on it you'll hear some of the women from the last course talking about the course. And what's beautiful about it is it's a chance to hear a group of women speaking really from their heart. Because when they stood up and spoke about the course, they were using everything they learnt. They're connected to their heart, they're connected to their body. You can feel it when they speak. You can hear how fluently the words come out, how much passion and joy they have while they're speaking. So I just think it would be a really inspiring thing for you to listen to, even if you don't want to do the course, just to hear what's possible and how you could speak. But for those of you who do feel like this is the right time for you to go further with this and actually learn specific practical skills in how to do this stuff, and bear in mind I still have 2 more points I'm going to cover, so I'm going to be quick. But if you feel like this is the right time for you to really learn how to do all the things I've been talking about, then please sign up, because I only want people on my courses who are really ready and it's the right time. I don't want anyone to do it because I've used selling techniques, or because, you know, there's only 5 places left, or I'm not interested in anything manipulative. I only want people there who really just resonates with them. You feel excited at the idea of getting to a place of joy in your speaking, and you're really wanting to learn this stuff. Because when I have women like that in the course, we do amazing work, and it's profound. So if that's feeling like something that you're excited about, go to the website, and I'm actually going to offer a discount today, a bigger discount than I offered 2 weeks ago, because I believe that if you're listening to 3 calls, then you're really committed to this. So the people who are on today's call, if you feel moved to sign up, I'm going to give you a 25% discount. And because of the topic of this talk, the word that I want you to use for your discount code is JOY, J-O-Y, with a capital J, capital O, capital Y. So the word JOY, and it's 25% off, so the course will go from being $234 down to $175. And for those of you listening on the call who are men, I have been getting some emails from men who are interested in this, and I'm planning to run a course for men early next year. So send me an email if you're a man and this stuff excites you, because I really want to hear about whether this is resonating with men, so it will give me some ideas for the course next year. So I'm just going to briefly go into tips number 6 and 7, because they're important, and I just want to at least mention them. So tip number 6, and this is one that we will be doing in the course, Whole Woman Speaking, is one of the ways to get from fear to joy is to learn how to read your audience. When you have developed some skills in how to read your audience, you can stand there in front of them in a much more relaxed state. So learning to read your audience means learning to notice when your audience is engaged, when they're not engaged. noticing changes in the energy of the audience. Sometimes there are little pockets of energy. One person gets excited, then all the people around them get excited. One person gets sleepy, all the people around them get sleepy. You need to know how to manage that, how to send energy to those areas of the room, how to modulate your own voice, your own energy to re-energize your audience when they're getting disengaged. You need to know things like how to hold space for our audience so that they can really powerfully transform, how they can take in our information. We need to know also how to keep an eye on our own frequency, our own energy, especially when there are areas of the audience that have negative energy. Sometimes we're in front of an audience that is hostile or that is less than friendly, and many of us have experienced that in our lives. We need to learn how to manage our own energy level so that our frequency stays high, we stay centered in ourselves, and anything negative that's coming towards us we can transmute into love, reflect back as love, and then the people in the audience will start to shift into their own heart and their hostility will melt away. Those skills we start to look at a little bit in Whole Woman Speaking, and I then go into much more detail with anyone who wants to do a survey, whether it be one-on-one stuff with them, or small coaching, or small coaching groups, or future courses where we go into it. So we will be looking at it to some extent in the Whole Woman Speaking course, because I think it's important that you have some understanding of energy and some skills around it. So we will be looking around that. But I just want to say that's tip number 6. Start to learn how to read your audience, and then you'll feel so much more confident standing up in front of people. Because then it's not just you in your little bubble with a huge crowd of foreign beings in front of you that are out of your control. You suddenly have some way to connect with them and deal with what's coming at you from them and manage them, and just really powerful stuff to learn, and it will take you from nervousness and fear into a state of confidence with your speaking. And the final tip I'll give, and this is a really simple one, but it's so powerful to help you get from fear to joy. After you've done your talk, after you've done your speech, focus on the positives in it. Don't focus on what went wrong. Focus on what you enjoyed, on what was fun. So our habit is usually to focus on what went wrong. So I'll say to you, allow yourself to do that. Give yourself 5 minutes to focus on everything you stuffed up. Oh, I forgot to say this, and I forgot to say that, and I stumbled over this word, and I tripped over on stage, and I fell on my bum, and they all laughed. Focus on all of that for 5 minutes, and then let it go. And the best way to let it go is to put it into context. So you might say to yourself, oh my God, I slipped and I fell on my bum, but I guess the stage was slippery, and everyone could see that. And I guess I did forget some words, but I mean, it was the first time I've done the talk. I mean, I can't be expected to be perfect. And the audience, I told them it was the first time I've done the talk, so they knew that, so they didn't care. So you notice what you did wrong, and then you put it into context. You give yourself permission to have made a mistake. You explain it away. And then you can let it go. You go, oh, well, I guess I did forget that whole section, but obviously didn't need it, because if they had, I would have amended it. But that's all right. I'm not a terrible person. I just made a mistake. I'm human. Then I want you to spend another 95% of the time focusing on what went right, on what you enjoyed. What did you enjoy? Oh my God, there was a section in the middle where they were all really watching me and everything flowed and I was so in my heart and I just so enjoyed that. I didn't know speaking could be so fun. Sure, it was only 5 minutes, but it was so fun that it made me realize that I could have that again next time for longer. So focus on what was fun. Focus on the moments where things flowed, when you were connected to yourself, the moments when you were connected to your audience. And each time you focus on those moments, you can almost like consider it as a run on the board. You know, you give yourself one tick or a gold star or put a run on the board. Yeah, gosh, I was in my heart for that bit, and in that bit it really flowed, and that bit the people smiled, and that bit I made a funny joke, and that bit I remembered everything I planned, and that bit I didn't even need my notes because I just spoke from my totally from my intuition. And that bit, I didn't stuff it up. And each of those things is a run on the board or a tick or a gold star. And it starts to build confidence. So when you look back at the experience, instead of seeing these million huge things you did wrong, you'll see all the things you enjoyed, all the things you did right. And the few things you did wrong, you'll see in context that, yeah, sure, I forgot my word, but it was the first time I've done it, so I couldn't be expected to anyway. And then your memory of the event was a positive. And as I said at the very start of the talk, why do we love eating ice cream? Because we remember it as being joyful the last time we ate ice cream. So So if you do this final tip, and if you do no other tip that I've taught you, and you just do this one tip, which is that when you look back on your speaking event, you focus on the things that went right, not the things that went wrong. When you remember back to that event, you remember it with joy. You remember it with positivity. You'll be happy about it and you'll feel confident. And that will make you want to do it again. And that's a really simple way to take your speaking from fear to joy. But for some people, it's a big habit to shift. So when I work with people one-on-one, we do some stuff looking at the habit of self-criticism, the habit of judgment. We do some energy work to shift it. We do some mental reframing work to shift it. And I'm sure many of you have your own techniques you could use to shift that if you know it's a pattern within yourself. But it's a really one that I'd recommend you shift, whether it's by working with EFT or a psychologist or spiritual work or counseling or just talking with your friends, to see if you can shift your evaluating process after you speak from criticism to celebrating the positives, because that will make a huge difference to your levels of joy. So I can't believe I fed that all into 1 hour. As I said, I went super fast. I hope I wasn't speaking too fast. One of my speaking limitations is I get very, very fast when I get excited. So today I tried to speak slowly, even though we covered a lot. I hope that I did that. As I said, those of you who sign up for the Whole Woman Speaking course, I'll be going into great detail in how to actually do these things. But today I wanted to at least give you the what it is that will help you. And those of you who want to go on and learn the how with me, you can. Others might not be ready for that yet, or you might want to learn it with someone else. That's okay. I'm just glad I've given you this information so you can make your own choice about how you want to run with it. If you are interested in doing the course, you can find it at wholewomanspeaking.com. And remember that if you want the 25% discount, just use the code JOY, all in capital letters. And the last thing I want to say before I sum up everything and wrap up is that for those of you who are wanting a chance to practice speaking with joy and speaking from your heart and being in a supportive space with women in a free environment that doesn't cost you any money, once a month I run something called the Women's Vision Circle, and it's actually on in 2 days' time at exactly this time. For those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, it's Saturday morning. Those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, it's Friday evening at the exact same time as today's call. It goes for 2 hours. It's a free gathering, and it's a chance for you to practice sharing your visions. If you're not confident speaking, you can just listen to other women share their visions. It's incredibly inspiring and supportive and beautiful. And you'll get to have an experience of some of the things I'm talking about. So if any of you are interested in joining that call and you haven't already signed up for it, it's free. I used to make it by donation, but I've decided to make it free. Although if anyone wants to offer a donation, I'm always very appreciative because that helps pay for the cost of the call, which is quite expensive. So the website for that is womensvisioncircle.com. That will take you to the page on my site, which so you can sign up for free for that, which is 2 days' time. And in any case, I'll run it again next month and I'll let you know about that. So I just want to thank you all so much for being on this call. It's been absolutely beautiful. I wish I'd had an extra 10 minutes because I really wanted to ask for some of you to share what you learned or share anything that resonated with you. But I really want to respect everyone's time. And I did have 7 points to cover, which is a lot. But if any of you feel like emailing me anything that came up for you during the call or that you learned or that resonated with you, or if you had a question about anything I said or a question about the upcoming telecourse, please send me an email to tani@speakyourvision.com. And there's a little dash between speak-your-vision. So it's not all one word, speak-your-vision. So send me an email and I'll reply. And everybody else, thank you so much for being on the call. I'll send out the recording in the next day or two, and it's been absolutely beautiful. Our call next week, I'll just remind you, is the topic is speaking with your whole body. It's probably the topic I'm most excited about because, as you all know, I'm a Feldenkrais practitioner by background, and I'm so excited about teaching people that they can speak with their body in a totally different way than they ever knew they could. In a way that's flowing, where the body's moving naturally, where we feel connected to our body, where we're not trying to do particular gestures that we've been taught by our public speaking teacher, where we can just be authentic. The audience responds to us completely differently when we do that. And so I'm really excited about that because that's my particular area of passion. So we'll be speaking about that next week. Those of you who are in the Northern Hemisphere, it may well be in the middle of the night for you, so you can listen on the recording. I've done each call at a different time so that different people can be awake for different ones. So thank you all so much. I'm really looking forward to seeing you next week for the next call. And have a beautiful morning or evening or afternoon wherever you are. Bye.